What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Welcome to Boss Man Show, friend of the show, Coach Byron Smith, the Prairie View A&M Panther out of Swag College. Coach Smith, good talk to you. I ain't had your show in a couple of years, man, but we had to get you back on the show, brother. It's good to see you, man.
Likewise, boss. I appreciate you having me. It's a pleasure.
And, Coach, I'm going to ask you, man, since last time we chatted, man, the landscape in this thing has really changed with the NIL and the transfer portal. How has that trickled down to you guys and the SWAC and how you're trying to attack and building your roster, trying to rebound this year from a couple of years away? Wait, what standard that you usually have down there, man?
Yeah, it has been a bit of a challenge. You know, recruiting is always, you know, you have a chance to do well in that because there's just so many prospects out there. But you know, just getting the ones that can help you move the needle and move it forward, you know, it's kind of costing right now. And so, you know, obviously, you know, we're not in our league, not in the upper echelon, you know, of when it comes to resources and things like that. But, you know, been getting a bit creative, still stressing the importance of, you know, trying to get kids that want to come into a program and have a chance to get a quality education and play in front of in a good market, you know, right outside the city of Houston, which is where we are. And then obviously have a chance to compete, you know, for the postseason, which I think if you can focus on team and you can have team success, I think that increases your individual value to be able to move on to the next level and have a chance to play professionally somewhere. The portal, like I said, has been pretty good to us because, you know, again, Houston is a great place to live, great place to play basketball. So that's always an attraction. And so I think we've been able to hang in there. But this year, I think we really have really kind of stepped our game up a little bit and been able to recruit some size, which has really hurt us the last 2 to 3 years. We've just been a small team, but this year we'll be a bigger team. Therefore, I think the result will be a little bit different for us and having a chance to improve our program in a great way.
And, Coach, having that size, talk about the ability to switch out 1 through 5, maybe hard heads, some stunning with the size and kind of causing them to feel like it's arms everywhere. They can't get by. So talk about defensively, how it helps you be able to really stop actions, but guys can't get into that stuff, make them have to take horrible shots and you get it rebound and get out of transition and get easy layups for yourself.
The biggest thing, you know, is for us has just been just the rebound. I mean, we've just been really, really, really lacking. But in the past, I think a lot of bigger players have been kind of discouraged in coming to our league because they know it's a guard league. They know that guards are going to take most of the shots, but that's everywhere in college basketball. But that's been the biggest thing. But, you know, really trying to recruit guys with size that can do what you're talking about, you know, kind of switch out a little bit, guard out on the perimeter, because that's what the big man is being required to do now, you know, in today's game. So having them to be, you know, being able to protect the rim, being able to throw the ball into the post a little bit, that maybe they can get a few, you know, inside baskets, maybe be able to draw the double team if they're good enough to be able to pass the ball back out and get someone, you know, an opportunity to get a better shot or to get a better look. So getting the right type of big is equally as important as just having bigs on your roster. Because if they can't change ends, they can't keep up with the speed of our league, you know, sometimes it can kind of be a moot point for bringing them in. But we feel like we've been able to bring in some guys with some versatility that can protect the rim, that can change ends, that can guard out on the perimeter. And that just can help us move the needle and just become a better basketball team, you know, from top to bottom.
No doubt, coach, and getting extra opportunities, offensive rebounding as well. Extra opportunities there, those hidden possessions that people don't talk about, but offensive rebounds, loose balls, and hidden possessions, and keep so it comes having a shot, so get you another extra shot on goal. So, talk about on offensively having that size to crash the boards and keep things going and get opportunities to score the ball even more.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, obviously, you know, scoring is what gets everybody excited. But I think, you know, being a total team guy, being able to create extra possessions for yourself, you know, I think that's paramount. And I think a lot of the teams in our league, they've been able to do that. So that's definitely been a focus. I think when you look at a team like the University of Houston, obviously not in our league, but, you know, one of the best teams in the country, I think they're so good. You know, obviously it's the defense that they play, but they crash the boards on both sides. I mean, they get extra possessions all the time. It's very hard to run on them because it's like I say, they get extra possessions. It's hard to rebound against them because all five guys crash the glass. So you almost want to try to mimic the way the University of Houston plays. It's very difficult to do that, just because they recruit so well and they're just bought in and they're able to retain guys. I think they're the number one school in the country in terms of retention. They never get eaten up by the transfer portal. They're able to get their guys to come back year after year. But obviously, to create extra possessions, to be able to finish games, that's been our biggest thing, boss, is that we have not been able to get rebounds to finish games. It's other teams, our opposing team, been able to get an offensive rebound, a stick back. We got a foul. I'm going to go to the foul line. That's been our biggest issue. But I definitely believe that you'll see a different Prairie View team this year. Really excited about who we've been able to get. Guards are still really, really good, we feel. But I think we have a nice complement by bringing in some size to finish games with rebounds, to be able to protect the rim, to get us out in transition a lot more, so we can kind of get back to the way that we were 4 or 5 years ago.
Coach, with this summer's period here, when you get the guys on campus here, talk about just their camaraderie, build that oneness with these guys, kind of see what you got, kind of letting the guys play and see what you have. So you can kind of really assess now who fits where, who fits what. So when we come back in August for the fall semester, hitting the end of November, you can kind of hone in on what's going to really be the right piece to this puzzle to make you all successful.
I think the biggest thing is that, you know, when you bring in, you know, a bunch of new guys, I think us, our focus is to try to get them to establish them defensively, first and foremost. And you got guys that can, you know, put the ball in the basket. It's just more about trust and more about respect to get guys to share the basketball. But I think the true focus for us is to get these guys connected defensively, to be able to understand rotations, to be able to talk on defense, to be in one and a half positions is what we talk about. That's guarding your area, but also being in a position to always help your teammates. So to getting these guys to click on that end during the summer is very, very, very important. That's kind of our focus, you know, going into this season. We feel like the offense will take care of itself. You know, when you get really, really talented guys, boss, you know, you have to kind of, you know, slow your playbook down a little bit. You know, they don't want you calling a lot of plays for them. It's just kind of whoever gets it, your ball screen, you know, four out, five out, and just kind of whoever gets the basketball is my turn type deal. But fortunate for us, you know, we've been able to share the ball in the past. We haven't had issues with guys, you know, going back and forth with not getting touches and things like that. I think guys respect each other. I think guys, the more they play together, the more they trust each other and they'll work together. But our biggest issue is to get these guys connected defensively, playing as one unit on the defensive end and finishing defensive possessions with rebounds. I think that can really improve our program here at Prairie View.
No doubt, Coach. That's something that travels every night, defense, you know, and that's one thing that my father hopped on with me as a young man about defensively. And you can't affect the game defensively. You know, your scoring is great, but you can turn defense and offense too, son. That's something my dad put in me, teaching me them schemes that he taught me. So as a young man about how to play certain situations. So this coach is, as the game becomes more spread out, more five out, talk about how it's made more attention to details more important even now than ever to learning the actions and concepts teams run so you don't get caught up. And really, if you're going to switch, maybe go under it and go over it so you keep to be right there to cut them off, you know, stuff like that.
I tell you, it's funny you say that. You know, I've been a big proponent against not switching a lot and, you know, just being stubborn over the years because you want to try to create that toughness, getting through screens, fighting over the top. You know, if you have to kind of go under quickly, you know, meet the ball handler, things like that. But I think you'll see because the game is just changing so much and you've got, you know, so many players now that really, really can, you know, do good things with the basketball. I think you'll probably see us implementing a bit more switching, you know, this year, you know, to kind of keep guys from getting into the paint and things like that. But one thing about switching, you know, you have to make sure that you're switching the right way. The NBA, why it's so easy to switch, I tell my team all the time, so easy to switch in the NBA because most of those guys are like size. You know, you don't have a huge discrepancy in terms of size where you're going to have a 7-foot guy switch out on a 5'11 guy. Most times it's switching out on like size. So, but it's got to be communicated. It's got to be worked on and things of that nature. And how do you switch? It's not just switching. You have to switch up. You have to switch up at angles. We're trying to cut the floor in half, keep guys on one side of the floor, push them baseline, keep them, you know, from getting to the paint and things of that nature. We can do a lot of blitzing on our ball screen coverages too, and which is another reason why, you know, we talk about getting the right type of big into our program, bigs that can switch out and can trap and keep the ball handler from turning a corner. I mean, it's a lot that kind of comes with that. But we are moving to the new normal of college basketball and just kind of switching, not to make it easier, but just to make it make sense, right? But that's something that we're working on this summer. Everybody's got to be on board with it. And it's a call, it's an understanding, and it's a communication thing more than just a read. It's a communication. You have to do it the right way.
You know, Coach, me and my dad was having a talk about this the other day about we're watching the Pacers game and the Thunder about how about icing to the sideline rather than just giving them an easy angle? How about it's ice to the sideline, you know, just do that. So make them, if you throw a skip pass over to Lou Dort, it's okay. It's Lou Dort. We don't want Shea having an open run. We're not icing. We want to play drop coverage. My dad and me have a thing about drop coverage. So it's like me and my dad having this whole strategy talk watching the game, man. So, like, I just felt defensively with this five out. We had to be more solid in our coverages, in our schemes, and really attention to detail. And really, you know, if we're two passes away, we need to be really locked in. We can't fall people on the backside because we're two passes away, you know?
Yeah. No doubt. I think too, you know, what you're saying, you're true in what you're saying. It's communication. I think a lot of this communication is really understanding. I think getting a better understanding of what you want to do defensively, that's the implementation of film, which a lot of players, you know, because, you know, kids, it's hard to get them to sit down. All right. At any point in time, they got so much energy. They want to play. They want to learn on the fly. But I think, you know, with us, getting these guys to sit down and watch more film and talking about how we want to play and giving them a visual as to how we want to play and how we see things, I think that can kind of cure a lot of the issues and a lot of the ills of why there's miscommunications on defense, guys not making reads, the guys not making the right rotations. You have to show, you know, I think most young kids are visual learners. You have to show them how you want to play, how you want to do things, and then get them to go out and work on it on a daily basis through drills, through repetition, through scrimmaging, you know, and just kind of, so that's kind of how we are. And that's kind of where we are. I think schematically, I think we've done a pretty good job, you know, coaching our team. We've just been a player or two short. No pun intended, short, you know, smaller, not being big enough. But I definitely think we've addressed that. But it's a lot of steps, you know, bringing a new team, getting everybody to understand what we're trying to do. But I think film is what I'm trying to say is going to be huge. I think that's huge for any program that's trying to, you know, play a certain way, is to show these guys how you want to do it and then get them to go out and work on it on a daily basis cohesively. I think you can have success and be a better defensive team, be a better offensive team, whatever you want to improve in, I think you can do that.
No doubt. And Coach, for you, man, talk about this as like getting young men to watch the film, but watch it correctly. We'll there's a purpose. Not just we watch it with a purpose to really watch to understand it and soak it in and comprehend what you're watching, not just say, I watched it. Because I feel like sometimes young men cheat the game by, well, I watch film, but do you understand what you're looking at? Can you tell me what was going on? What actions were being run? What concepts were being run? Don't just tell me you was watching the film. I want to know what did you actually see on the film?
Absolutely. I think it's very, very important to get these guys to be able to do that. I think the trust has to be there. And I think that's where your assistant coaches play a big part in that to, you know, establish really good relationships. I always say this, the believe in comes first. When you believe in people and you get your players to really believe in your coaches through building a relationship and earning trust, the buy-in becomes easier. Right. So that's kind of how we approach it. Believe in us, get to know us through when we recruit you, when we talk to you on the phone, when we get you here on campus. So we always encourage our players to come by and spend time with us in the office, kind of get to know us personally a little bit, you know, our family situation, what we've gone through, what we've had to experience. A lot of times there's a lot of similarities in coaches and players. We're just older, but to establish that trust for our guys to believe in the coaching staff. Then sit down with, you know, watching film and stuff like that. I think you can get your point across a lot better, a lot easier, a lot quicker once you can establish that trust in them. That, hey, I got your best interest. I want you to be successful. If you do this, this, and this, hey, I know a guy that came here a couple of years ago, three, four, five, however long ago, you know, a lot like you. He came in, he did this, this, and this, and now he's playing in the G League, or now he's playing in Spain, or he's playing in France, whatever the case may be. You have to let them know that you care about them. Like that old saying, boss, you know, kids don't care how much you know till they know how much you care. So with that, establishing trust, establishing a really, really good working relationship, I think you can sit these kids down and talk to them and go over film and get them to see what it is that you're trying to do, how you fit into our scheme, and then I think you can have success implementing what you want to implement.
And Coach, I'm asking this, man, how cool is it for you, Father's Day coming up here this weekend, having your guys text you, man, and just tell you, Coach, it was hard on me all this time, but it makes sense now since I've got my whole family in there. So how cool is it when you guys text you on Sunday and tell you those things to you, Coach?
I'm a tough coach, boss. I get after my guys. Everybody tell you that. He rant and raves and fusses, but it warms my heart when I get those texts. And I do get them, believe it or not. I mean, not from everybody. I don't think any coach gets it from everybody. But I think the good far outweighs the bad. It really makes me feel good. Some of our better players that we've had here in the past were very, very stubborn, very hard to coach at times. But now when you see them, like you say, with their own children coming back or sending a text or, Coach, you know, I see what you were saying back then. It makes me feel good. So I'm looking forward to Father's Day. It's a blessing to be able to be a part of another one as we all are getting older. But it definitely excites me and gives me a real warm and fuzzy feeling when former players reach out to for birthdays or Father's Days or whatever the case may be. But definitely a special time, boss.
No doubt, because I know my father's going to get a lot of text messages. He was a coach as well, so, you know, because I'm his only kid, but he's like, I got 1,000 kids besides you, too. So we're going to with the Braves game on Sunday. His phone going to be going off the whole time. I'll be at the Braves and tell him that for Father's Day to enjoy that with my father. So it's going to be nice Sunday here in Atlanta. I hope it's going to be hot, but it's going to be nice.
And happy Father's Day to you and your father, boss, for sure.
Thank you so much. You know, my father always loves when I chat with you. I told him, he's I tell you, he loves when I talk to you. He said, because you're real. Because he likes you.
I appreciate it. Tell him I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. And Coach, for you, man, let me ask you this, man. As these years, coaches gets good at basketball, being blessed to be in one place and having those people, administration and AD Goff, to believe in you and keep you around. Talk about how important it is to have administration who really cares about you, what you're about, and knows your values and know what you're really about. The student part of this as well, and athlete as well, but the student part of it, sure get their degrees and make sure they become big, great men in the community after basketball.
Well, I think right now, you know, the biggest issue with us is, you know, is that we're not winning enough on the court. But I think that's going to change. But we're definitely winning in the classroom. I think we're winning in life. And, you know, getting ready, going into my 12th year being here, you know, having, you know, people that still encouraging you. They know it's been some down years and things like that. I think that's great. But obviously I'm at a point now where, you know, we got to make some things happen. I mean, you know, just being honest, it's time. It's you know, it's time to step up and to move the ship in a different direction. But you still get encouragement and people that care, people that respect what you've done in the past. Obviously, being on your platform right now, you know, we were winning, you know, some years ago, and you still, you know, gracious enough to have me on your platform. So I appreciate you for that. So encouragement is good, you know, and nothing lasts forever, you know, good or bad, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, you have to keep up, continue to get up and continue to work hard at what it is that, you know, you don't change up a lot of things. You may tweak some things, but you don't change who you are as a man. You don't change your philosophy. You don't change, you know, your outlook as to how to approach, you know, this job that I have with this great game of basketball. So the encouragement is still there. A lot of excitement going on around here with our football, new football coach here, and they're doing some really, really good things off the field and generating a lot of buzz, you know, on social media and things like that. So they're really anticipating a really, really strong football season. But I think there's people that want to see basketball kind of get this thing going. And I think we will. I think we're going to be much improved. I think we're going to be better than we've been in the past couple of years. I don't get into predictions or projections, but I think we'll be much improved. Excited about who we got coming in, as I said, but definitely the encouragement, you know, is still there, and we really appreciate it. But again, it's time for us to step up and make some things happen as a basketball program, and I think we're up for the challenge to do that this year.
And Coach, how cool was it for you all to move your tournament to Atlanta? I know the Hawks was playing home games during the whole time. Y'all was in town for the SWAG tournament. But how cool is it to move it over to the Gateway Center in Atlanta and kind of tapping our market here with the SWAG tournament now, which is a good place to have it?
It definitely was a nice buzz. I mean, change of scenery is always good. Atlanta's a very progressive city. A lot of great things going on there now in the entertainment field. And I just think it's a great, great, great location. So we were really excited about it. And, you know, just getting a chance to, you know, see different things and getting our players to get a chance to kind of go around a little bit and just see some different areas and things like that that maybe they haven't visited before. So we thought it was good. We thought it was a good idea. And the atmosphere was really, really good. So kudos to Dr. McClellan for the decision to move it there. And very appreciative of the city of Atlanta for hosting a really, really good event. And we're looking forward to having another one this upcoming year for sure.
Well, Coach Smith, you know I'm going to be cheering for you, brother. I hope you have a great year. I look forward to seeing you in Atlanta. Hopefully the Hawks, I won't have anything to work, so I can come and see y'all play. I ain't got to work, but hopefully the schedule works out in my favor. But then, y'all, I'm always cheering for you. I'm always looking to see how you're doing, man. Just know that I'm always in your corner, and I'm here for you. Just know that I'm always going to give you a chance to come on this show. That's on me for being 2 years. That's on me, Coach. I'll own that, but we won't do that again, Coach. I promise you that.
Hey, boss, I appreciate you. Do a great job. Keep doing the great things. Keep God first. Congratulations on your the birth of your son. I mean, I know I'm a little late with that. He's 2 years old now, but congratulations on that. Have a great Father's Day. And it will definitely stay connected. But I always appreciate you, my man.
Anytime, Coach. Appreciate you as well, brother.
Okay, man. God bless.
You too.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z. Sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.